it's not something we just sit and debate. You know, these are private matters between him and the alleged allegations that were made. As regards Chet Evans, I think there's a mixed debate. The whole thinking, really, behind a conviction is when you come out, you're really ready to go back into the workplace. That's the theory, anyway. It's obviously more open to conjecture because of the fact that it's such a high-profile game, football. In Melky's situation, I think David Whelan is a man who's very well-known in business, very well-known in football, a very strong character, I have no doubt about that, and an intelligent man, quite obviously. He's obviously sat with Melky, and I'm absolutely sure would have had an in-depth discussion about the realities of the allegations, where he saw it, where the manager, well, that is Melky Mackay, saw it. And out of that, they've decided that it's right for the football club to put him in place. And I can't imagine for one second that has been taken lightly.
You're manager of a club which is very much at the heart of its community. And generally, football tries to be accessible to families. But what does it say about football when you have a convicted rapist and someone who is allegedly meant to have sent texts with racist, homophobic, sexist content just walking back into the profession? It doesn't really portray a very family-oriented face, does it?
No, what it actually presents is the reality of life. Simple as that. The people in football are human, you know. They have human things that happen in their lives and they're just well-documented. So it's all of these things, unfortunately, happen in many, many walks of life. They're just absolutely exposed to the media, some rightly, some wrongly. You know, so that's what it really represents. It represents real people in real life.
You wear two hats which make you perfect to answer this next question. You're a football manager, but you're also a dad with young children. So where do you stand on the debate that footballers are role models and children are more likely to follow the example of footballers than their own parents?
I don't think they're more likely to follow footballers than their own parents. I think when you think of the exposure children have to their parents rather than to watching a football match, I think it's safe to say that they'll see their parents as not necessarily role models, but a lot of their lives will be governed by things they've learned from their parents. The idea of footballers being role models, it's been a debate going on since I was a child. You know, back then it was as tame as footballers spitting. You know, and then it goes through a whole different level. The more and more media exposure, more and more media angles means the players have to be, you know, absolutely on top sort of performance on and off the pitch, away from the environment.
Do you think that's too much to ask of them?
Well, I think it's difficult. I don't think it's, you know, you can ask what you want of them. But what I suggested a minute ago is they are human beings and it is difficult. It's not as easy as people throw money around like it's some kind of saviour to every situation and like these players, oh, well, he should know better because he's on X amount a week. The money is totally irrelevant. Trust me. There's as many hedge fund managers out there doing some weird and wonderful things and getting caught doing some weird and wonderful things as there is footballers. But the fact is, it's not exposed to the media. It's quite simple.
Would you ever countenance signing a convicted rapist?
It's not a position that I've had to worry about, to be honest.
But if you were in that position, what would you do?
Well, as I said, I'm not. So until that position arose, then you'd never know.